Three second half goals made the difference for Tyrone in tonight's Ulster under 20 semi-final at Oneberg, where they were 3-12-19 point winners over Derry, and the All-Ireland champions keep their hopes of retaining the title alive. They will play Donegal in next Wednesday's decider. The sides were level four times in the first half before Derry pushed 9-5 ahead with 2 minutes to play, but Rory McCullough with 3 points, one of them being from a 2 point free, brought them back to a point at half time. Derry controlled most of the play in the first half from their own kick out, but Tyrone were just that bit more economical. And in the first attack of the second half, Conan Devlin had the ball in the back of the Derry net. In the next attack, Derry had a chance to peg the goal back, but Sean Young's shot was brilliantly saved by Conor McEnany, and Derry failed to score from the 45. The Oakleafers, with Sean Young and Rory Forbes beginning to take control around the middle, they did carry the fight to Tyrone and got back on level terms, but the goal from Conor O'Neill changed everything. Tyrone were a point ahead when Carl Campbell's kick out went over the top of midfield. Callum Daly came onto the ball at pace, and with that momentum they carried the ball through the lines, and Conor O'Neill blasted the ball to the back of the net for a 4 point lead. Derry were playing catch up. Tyrone were defending really, really well and had that bit of momentum at that stage of the game, and when Owen McElhome hammered in the third Tyrone goal, it was looking a long, long way back for Derry. The home side did rally. Jared Dillon kicked over a 2 point free. Rory Forbes with a 2 pointer from out in the wing, but it was never going to be enough to peg back the three Tyrone goals that made all the difference in the end. Final score at Oneberg, Tyrone 3-12, Derry 19 points.